micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. Perhaps one of the most famous lines from Jurassic Park, at least for people obsessed with the dark side of science, is when Ian Malcolm berates Hammond, saying, "Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether they could, they didn't stop to think if they should." Ethics and responsibility in science are complicated. I've met remarkably few scientists and engineers who would consider themselves to be unethical or irresponsible. That said, I know plenty of scientists who are so engaged in their work and the amazing things they believe it'll lead to that they sometimes struggle to appreciate the broader context within which they operate. The challenges surrounding ethical and responsible research are deeply pertinent to de-extinction. A couple of decades ago, they were largely academic. The imaginations of scientists back when Jurassic Park hit the screen far outstripped the techniques they had access to at the time. Things are very different now, though, as research on woolly mammoths and other extinct species is showing. In a very real way, we're entering a world that very much echoes the can-do culture of Hammond's Jurassic Park, where scientists are increasingly being able to do what once was unimaginable. In such a world, where do the lines between could and should lie? And how do scientists, engineers, and others develop the understanding and the ability to do what is socially responsible while avoiding what is not? Of course, this is not a new question. The tensions between technological advances and social impacts were glaringly apparent through the Industrial Revolution, as mechanization led to job losses and hardships for some. And the invention of the atomic bomb, followed by its use on Nagasaki and Hiroshima in the Second World War, took us into deeply uncharted territory when it came to balancing what we can and should do with powerful technologies. Yet in some ways, the challenges we faced in the past over responsible development and use of science and technology were just a rehearsal for what's coming down the pike as we enter a new age of technological innovation. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.